Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
All right. Excuse me. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday. No, it's not. Today is Wednesday, December the 26th. Wednesday, December the 26th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you. Actually, it's for the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center members, but as you know, some of these shows we make available to the general public. Today, we want to talk about a new phrase or a new coin that I've coined, I guess. It's called a feelingpreneur. How to become a feelingpreneur. Now, brothers and sisters, like always, these shows are outside of the box. That phrase or that word, and I Googled it, researched it before, and it doesn't exist. So, as you guys know, especially for the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, and I'm using my new mic today, I want to give a shout-out to my wife because she was like, hey, you posted on social media you got a new toy, but you didn't say where you got that toy from. So let me make sure everybody knows that my beautiful wife hooked the brother up. So I got this fancy, lighting. It's an all-in-one mic, camera, light. It basically allows me to do all of my social media stuff in a more professional manner. The microphone, as you can tell, is off the chain. It really picks up a lot of it's very sensitive. The video part of it also, so when I'm doing my one-on-ones, especially with Skype calls and so on, and it comes with its own lighting source. So shout out to my beautiful wife. She dropped a few pennies on this one. So thanks, babe. So we want to talk about how can you do for other people what my wife did for me? Feelings. What are feelings? What are they, and how and why are they important? Since the universe that we live in is based upon feelings, we bring about what we feel about, not what we think about. Because thoughts devoid of amplification produce duplication of the existing thought, meaning a thought by itself is not powerful enough to override that viceroy and that ruling disposition in your city and in your cells. So there's a DNA level imprint. And I was talking to a ex-client, actually, of mine, about a reoccurring theme that was present, and they couldn't get past it. And we was talking about familiar spirits, what the Bible calls a familiar spirit, which is a family liar. The Bible talks about how the sins of the fathers passed down to the son, to the third, and to the fourth generation. And extremely important, my brothers and sisters, that we under, over, and understand the importance of how you feel. How you feel is real. Your feelings are your emotions, and they are stored in your organs. And so every disease that anybody has is a result of a feeling that they maintain. So we have to break down, how do you become a feelingpreneur? Now, if you can overstand this, it'll change your life. Because the ability to understand the details and the ability to make the same choice or the same decision every day allows us to establish a stronger disposition or neurological network in the brain, which draws things to us more consistently. So it's about being firm in your consciousness or your decision making. It's about being fair, and it's about being consistent. So that way you can establish a true emotional state, a preferably of love or affection, although you can establish an emotional state of irritation and vexation. It is these emotional states that brings about or establishes what we call currency or current. So there is a frequency, there is a wave, or there is a vibration. And this frequency and this wave or this vibration that we send out, the universe is like a boomerang, or it's like a bowl. You send it out, it makes a curve, and it comes right back. So my quest or my question, we are getting ready to embark upon a journey today. And it is a journey of discovering of what you think about, you bring about. And it's really amazing, as you, if you saw the short YouTube video that I did, I think it was yesterday, as me and this gentleman were discussing, some guy I never met before on Facebook, and he was talking about taking personal responsibility for his actions in order to move forward. And then there was another individual that interjected, because, again, the goal is to create a feeling. Now, I do this for a living. And every day I wake up, my intentions is to establish a feeling in you of dominion and not tradition. My goal is for you to see you the way God sees you, to establish an electromagnetic pulse, which is a feeling, that you can emit, or that does emit a particular frequency. And it is only those things that are on that same feeling and emission that come into our experience. So every single photon and every single pixel in your environment is the result of what you are feeling right now. And these feelings are real for you. They may not be real for me, but they are real for you. And your feelings is your emotional state. So you must become a feelingpreneur. Now, a feelingpreneur is just like an entrepreneur. Except we need to break down this word because this is an extremely important word because it has to do with establishing a particular world or a particular vibrational presence in the universe. Now, in order to be responsible, in order to respond, if the source or if the solution to your problems are outside of you, then you cannot do anything except wait for the solution to come to you. If you can understand what it talks about, especially in the Gospel of Thomas, and in the Bible when it says that we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels, what is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. And if you can wrap your brain around, I think it's John 10 that says, and that talks about how any man that does not believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is not of God. So a intrapreneur or an entrepreneur is a person who has the ability to organize and operate. So it is the organization and the operation of your emotional state or your feelings. It's the ability to take responsibility, because right now you're a liability. If you don't take responsibility for your life, and that's why I was adamantly against this idea that this gentleman was proposing, that we needed a system outside of the self. We needed assistance from the government or from the white man or the black man or the blue man or from something outside the self. The Gospel of Thomas states that if you seek or if you look for something outside of the self, whatever you're looking for outside of the self will precede the self, meaning it's more important than the self. So if I think something outside of me, if I give all of my time, all of my energy to something outside of me, and I don't meditate, I don't pray, I don't set aside time to be with the Father and to connect with Source, I'm connecting with something other than myself and other than my God, then that thing that I'm connected with is greater than myself and greater than my God. And so what's happening, especially with inside of the African-American community, the black man is suffering because he's disconnected from Source. He's disconnected from God. He's disconnected from himself, and he's disconnected from the love. He do not have the word, which is the love of love. So the black community, as I talked about before, even conscious black people, they die broke and alone. All of one that has preceded me have died broke and alone because they do not understand this concept of being a feelingpreneur. So a feelingpreneur is someone who goes around and they establish a feeling of joy in the minds of other people. Their worth, their value is based upon their ability to establish, one, their own feeling of joy. The Bible talks about let your joy be full. So I know a lot of Negroes walking around that their joy is not full, or their joy is affected by Donald Trump or somebody coming on their Facebook page and posting a negative comment. Now, that used to be me about 20 years ago, but I've been there, done that already. Now, I am the person that organizes, and I am the person that operates my mental disposition. Nobody else. You are a feelingpreneur. And if you can understand that, that's the whole purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, is to assist you with understanding that the degree of your clarity of your feelings, that determines the degree of the amount of current, the amount of power, the amount of dunamis power, the amount of current chi, the amount of current prana, the amount of current ruach, the amount of current spirit. If you are devoid of the ability to take forward, to move forward, you are devoid of feelings. If you are devoid of feelings, you are devoid of thoughts. And if you are devoid of thoughts, it's not because you're not having them. It's because they're not consistent. It must be firm, it must be fair, and it must be consistent. So especially with inside of the, I can't speak about other races, but I can speak about the African-American, which really isn't, most of us really are not African. We're more like Native Americans, but that's another study for another time. But for all melanated people around the globe, no matter where you go, they suffer from a lack of feeling, a lack of confidence, a lack of certainty, because most of us have been disconnected from our true authentic source or our history, and we also have been disconnected from our God. And so now we've been given a God that doesn't look like us, He doesn't talk like us, doesn't walk like us. But your job is to be a promoter inside of a particular industry. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Your job, my brother, your job, my sister, is to be a promoter of your particular industry. I call that Dear Kinnear. I'm trying to let it sink in for a moment. Right now, you cannot monetize. Meaning, you can't be what you can't see. Now, we've done many shows before, and I have an entire series that breaks down the keys to wealth or the keys to monetizing. And you have to be able to understand this, because this is extremely important. Because a lot of people are talking about a lot of things that does not immerse the brain. You know why the Bible talks about adultery so bad? And adultery is the only sin that you reap the consequences in your body. Why is that? There are seven keys to wealth that we talked about before. I also mentioned that the keys are different for men and women. Now, without getting into that study, it's important for you to simply understand what I'm expressing and exposing to you today. When we are talking about wealth or anything in this dimension, it is based upon putting a bunch of matter together. So you are a creator. Poverty is the result of a lack of creativity. It's not that you don't have it. It's just that you're not doing what an entrepreneur does. You're not organizing it, and you're not operating it as a business. Most people that I know, they do not operate. They do not run their life as a business. They run it as a hobby. Look at your house. Look how cluttered it is. Not you, you know, but people you know. Look how unorganized it is. Business is not what you do, at least in the kingdom. In the kingdom, who you be, what you do, what you have, they're all the same things. Now, let me make sure you understand, because there is a separation, especially with inside of the melanated community. We are all job. When a black man needs money, he immediately thinks job. When a white man needs money, he immediately thinks creation. Why is that? Culture. The black man suffers from the psychological effects of slavery and learned helplessness. We don't have learned optimism. The white man has white privilege because he grew up in an environment that gave him and showed him opportunity and optimism. The black man grew up in an environment that gave him oppression and depression most. Again, you can't take a blanket statement. You guys already know that. I'm just speaking in general. The majority that I, based upon my limited experience, excuse me, maybe your experience is different from mine, but my experience, and I've had a lot of it, had the opportunity to travel the globe courtesy of the United States government, and melanated people everywhere I went, they were depressed because they were oppressed, which made them recessed, and then they were finally possessed with a feeling. They were possessed with a feeling. It is an emotional state that is irrational. It is an emotional state that is based upon lack. It is the emotional state that is based upon competition and not completion and capitalism. That's not the feeling that's in the kingdom. So I am promoting, if you will, that's that word promotion. A entrepreneur is a promoter of what, Brother Will? His design. Now, the word promoter simply means a helper. It's an encourager. See, I like to encourage people because there's enough people out there already out that are discouraging people. So a promotion or a promoter or to be able to promote, it means to advance to a higher grade or office. It means to pro, that means forward, and mote, which means move. It means, in reverse, move forward. So A feelingpreneur is a guy or a girl who wants you to move forward. Now, there's a lot of people that I know that they don't want you to move forward. They want you to move backwards. Let me get a sip of water real quick. And this mic picks up everything, so I know you guys can hear that. But see, a feelingpreneur is like, the reason the Bible says adultery is a sin, because adultery, for adultery to happen, it means that the brain is immersed or enveloped or occupied by something other than its purpose. So the opposite of adultery is key. Because when we talk about the reason that the Bible says that the out of all of the sins, adultery is the only one that you reap the consequences in the body. Well, the opposite of adultery, that is the only attribute or benefit that you reap the consequences in the body. So what is adultery? Before you ever commit physical, well, before I ever did, committed any physical adultery, it was always spiritual first. That means, now remember, we're feelingpreneurs. As a feelingpreneur, I am on the planet to organize my own feelings first, and then to operate in my feelings like it is a business. Now, let me make sure you understand, because this is extremely important, because that is what's missing, especially with inside of the African-American experience. We're not present. Our toes are not curled. We're not in the process of designing. First of all, we're not in the process of producing a product, service, or information based upon our creativity. And then we're not in the business of designing, launching, and running a business. We got hobbies. See, we're suffering from the psychological effects of slavery instead of the psychological effects of privilege. The reason why I say most of my friends are white, and I say this all the time, were white, and everything I've learned primarily from the dominant culture, because the dominant culture understands privilege. The black man understands oppression. There's very few black people that I meet and talk to that have learned optimism. Most black people I meet and talk to, they got learned helplessness. They can immediately spot the problem. Immediately. A black man goes in, he can sense when something's off, because we grew up in the hood. So our survival depended upon us being able to sense bad. White people, they grew up in an affluent environment, most, not all. I know a lot of white people that didn't. But the majority of them, they did. Grew up in an environment where they sensed and they were able to perceive good. So privilege is learned optimism. Oppression is learned helplessness. It was learned from your environment, from your mother and your father. And so now, if you want to be a feelingpreneur, if you're a black man, you got to get rid of that feeling. What feeling, brother? The feeling that the glass is half empty. And you got to adopt the feeling that the glass is half full. Because adultery is simply a mind that is consumed with something. But notice, if you got that, you reap the benefits in your body, or you reap the benefits, you reap the adversity in your body. Now, it's really interesting. That word, if you really did a study, and trust me, I've broken this one down quite a bit. So why is it a sin that is, you know, reaped in the body? When you talk about it, meaning that the effects, it affects your own body. Out of all sins that are committed outside of the body, and it talks about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, because that's what a feelingpreneur is, the opposite of adultery. But he understands sex, sensuality, and spirituality, that gives him or her the feeling of superiority. It's a feeling. Christmas is a feeling. It's not a thing. Money, being a millionaire, is a feeling. It's not having $1 million in the bank. Being healthy is a feeling. It's not what the doctor says. 1 Corinthians 6, 18 says it this way. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 warns against the consequences of this thing that we call adultery. It says, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body. But whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. So as I propose, there is a science that confirms how emotions or sexual sins harms and damages the brain. I've already did a study. I've already wrote a book on it. See, it's really interesting. Adultery, even viewing or watching porn, a lot of porn, or a overstimulation. Remember, mental arousal is sex. So what happens when the brain is overstimulated? What happens when the liver is overstimulated? We get what we call diabetes. It's an overstimulation. It results in dis-ease. Why? Too much negative emotion is harnessed inside the organ. All emotions are stored in the organs. If an organ gets an overwhelming amount of emotion, it creates dis-ease instead of ease. So the Bible talks about when something is frequently repeated and emotionally charged, it can lead to what is called a seared conscience. The Bible talks about that you will be turned over to a reprobate mind, reprobate mind. Reprobate. What is a reprobate mind? A seared conscience. It actually means that the brain becomes numb due to shame and guilt that is associated with the action. It is a conviction of our wrongdoing. So the brain senses what happens, and I don't know how many people I know that are suffering from some type of disease because of a feeling. What if you could change the feeling that's associated with the action? See, when porn is viewed several times over and over again, when you watch porn, over and again, this is psychologically proven. You can go to Google. You can do the research yourself. When you watch porn over and over again, and somebody that been there, done that already, I'm not speaking from, as you know, on every show, I'm not talking book knowledge, homie. I'm not talking no damn theory. I'm talking theorem. That's the difference between me and most teachers. I'm not teaching stuff I read on no book. When you view porn like I did, remember, I started when I was freaking 11, 12 years old. Back then, it was just magazines. You guys know the story. I snuck into my dad's bedroom when he was gone, and I looked underneath the mattress, and all I saw was like at least 30 or 40. Back then, it was Playboy and Hustler. And it's really interesting because as I viewed all that porn, I could not have a arousal with an African-American woman when I was a kid. My plumbing did not work, J Money. Didn't work. And it took me a while. I didn't figure out why my plumbing didn't work with black women, because all the images I viewed as a child of a naked woman were white. So my plumbing worked with white women, but it didn't work with black. Why? Programmed. Learned helplessness. It's called exposure therapy. So again, if you do not understand what you're doing, I was a kid, 11, 12, 13 years old. But that still affects me even today. Mental arousal. You must understand you are a feelingpreneur. You are here on this planet. And if you're going with me in 2019, I guarantee you will be a millionaire of understanding feelings. So that way you can establish an emotional state or an emotional sensitivity anytime you want on demand. You don't need no images. You don't need no pictures. You don't need no music. As you guys know, I used to worship. And the Father convicted me because I could not get into the presence of God until they played my song. And he said, Negro, you ain't worshiping me. You ain't hanging out with me. You hanging out with freaking music. You are a muse, M-U-S-E. Y'all want to blow y'all cookies? Look that one up, M-U-S-E. So I had to change because I realized that I was that was a normalization of an emotional state that became accustomed to a physical sensation. It became normal. People are associated with oppression. It's normal. White people are associated with privilege. It's normal. It is a normalization. It is a normalization. That's why it affects the body. If you could reverse engineer adultery, you are going to be a very, very powerful person. If you can reverse engineer adultery, you are going to be a very powerful person. You are going to be a feelingpreneur. If you can reverse engineer the psychological effects of Willie Lynch and the psychological effects of slavery because it produced a feeling. When you see a white cop shooting a black man in the back, it produces a feeling. Not for me, it doesn't. But for everybody else, it does. And I thank God every day that, number one, I was a functional illiterate. And number two, I suffered from arrested development disorder as a child because God knew my purpose. So I just watched the Bird Box, what's it called? Yeah. And it's kind of like Split. When the person's flaw at the end of the movie becomes their gift. So in Bird Box, all of the blind, without giving it away if you haven't seen it, all of the blind people were not affected by, and it was interesting that the entity affect you through your eyes, which is what? Your vision. It could only affect you if you looked at it in the movie. That movie Bird Box has some deep esoteric knowledge that's in that movie, just like the movie Venom. All of these Hollywood movies contain deep esoteric truth. The number one wealth secret, and I can't go over all seven because then we're going to get off topic, but remember, I have an entire series called Demystifying Wealth. And if you do not have that series, email me. I'll make that that be my second Christmas gift to you. Anybody that emails me today that don't have the series Demystifying Wealth, I will send it to you for free, whether you're a Kingdom Millionaire just today. So I know that somebody's going to hear this, you know, next week and going to be texting me and emailing me. It's just today. Today is December. Today is Wednesday, December the 26th. It's a seven-hour series that I did on demystifying wealth. The number one secret to wealth, what do you see? In the movie Bird Box, it only affected them if they see. If you can't see, bam, nothing happens. Notice in the movie Bird Box, nothing happens to you if you're blind. If you don't see. If you don't look at porn, nothing happens to you. There is no mental arousal, brother. No mental arousal. Sister, you don't have no feelings if you can't see. To produce an emotional state, you got to see. Not necessarily physically either. You got to be able to see. That means clarity. Clarity gives creativity. Creativity establishes currency. You don't have no money because you ain't got no confidence. You got no confidence because you ain't got no clarity. You ain't got no clarity because you can't see. You can't see your own worth and your own value. Show me a black man in poverty, I'm going to show you a black man that can't see his worth and value. 20 years in the prison system, man, I've been saying this for years. I never met a black man or white man or Hispanic man or Asian. Well, number one, there's very few. You know there's no Asians in prison? Why come? How come there's no Asians in prison? 20 years working in the prison system, J Money, I saw one Asian because they can freaking see. They got vision. The number one key to wealth, to demystifying wealth, is what do you see? If you can't see it, you can't be it. And the black man cannot see his wealth. He can't see his own worth and his own value. He doesn't feel wealthy. Go to the hood, get a bunch of black kids together, ask them how they feel. Do you know what it feels to go to bed? What it feels like to go to bed hungry every night? I do. Do you know what it feels to go to bed not knowing where you're going to wake up and where you wake up? Is that going to be your home? I do. Do you know what it feels like to grow up in an environment where you don't know whether or not you're going to make it to get 18? I do. Do you know what it feels like growing up in an environment where you as a child have to fend for yourself to get food, clothing, and shelter. Those three things, most white kids, along with their trust fund when they get 18. Yeah. Black man, do you have a trust fund when you got 18? Yeah, I don't think so. You know anything about the Wall Street? Did you read, was that even a Wall Street Journal in your house as a kid growing up? Yeah, I don't think so. Now, could we blame the white man? Sure. But what's that going to do? Is that going to put any money in your pocket? Blaming the white man didn't put no money in my pocket. I don't know how much money put in yours. It ain't do shizness for me. So the number one wealth secret is, what do you see? Number two is, do only what you can see, because what you can see is what you can be. What you see is your niche. Since you can't see yourself, you can't be yourself. Therefore, you are authentic. The universe does not respond to fake. The universe only responds to itself. Therefore, you have no current. You have no power. You cannot walk into a boardroom and sit at the table and look the CEO in the eye and say, I'm just vibrationally, I'm just as good as you, homie. Why? Because I don't need you. I'm with you because iron sharpens iron. You ain't better than me, though. Let's not get it twisted. I don't look up to nobody. I don't look down to nobody. I look every man in the eye. Now, it took me 50 years to figure that out, Jay Money. 50 years, brother. But now that I figured it out, that is the goose that lays the golden egg. Confidence. Confidence, brothers and sisters, produce feelings. Your job is to do what happens to you when you're in a state of adultery. That's why I just did the series on sex. Because every Negro I know has a bad connotation. It's a bad word. Because we all religious. We all grew up in some religious mumbo jumbo. And that religious mumbo jumbo got our conscience seared. Because viewing porn, it produces a very powerful hormone in the brain. In fact, two. One is called oxytocin. The other one is called vasopressin, V-A-S-O-P-R-E-S-S-I-N. Notice vasopressin has the word press and the word sin, pressing sin. See, these hormones, oxytocin is actually called the love hormone. So love is actually a chemical. But this chemical is released whenever you hug somebody, whenever you kiss somebody, or social interactions, or doing sex. This chemical is what we call telepathy. Remember we talked about telepathy, which means to transport empathy. Empathy is a feeling. But the word empathy is EMP. It's the electromagnetic path. Now, remember, you are an electromagnetic being. That means that you are a feeling. You are a feelingpreneur. You bring about what you feel. But since what you feel isn't real, we live in what we call fiction. Reality, a love and hip hop environment. Because see, oxytocin produces a feeling. Vasopressin is a hormone that numbs pain. Oxytocin, when you put oxytocin and vasopressin together, that is the only way to rewire the brain. Unfortunately, the wrong way. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Oxytocin is good. It's just like dopamine and serotonin. Dopamine activates the male genitalia. Serotonin dulls it. So most men who have ED, they are suffering from an overstimulation of serotonin. That's the drug that makes you go to sleep. That's why you can't get an erection. Most men who can have an erection all day, every day, they understand dopamine. Like me, I know how to release dopamine on demand by producing a feeling. That's why I'm teaching you this. I know how to shut off serotonin, therefore I can produce more dopamine so I can have more erections, if that's the goal. But we got to understand how to reverse engineer adultery. Because remember, adultery is the only sin, according to the Bible, that you reap the consequences in the body. But what is the opposite side of adultery? But because remember, adultery is a sexual act. So the opposite side of adultery is what I just taught you, which is sexuality, sensuality, spirituality gives you superiority. So sexuality means that it means you, your brain is mentally immersed. It does not have to be mentally immersed in porn, like my brain was. It should be mentally immersed in design, like my brain is now. You need to understand the power of sex, because that's the only time I've seen men all throughout history, from Samson to David, all of the great men, we talk about like the Trojan movies, almost wars were started because of women, because basically sex. Because in the book, Think and Grow Rich, the most powerful force on earth, sexual energy. So you got all this power, but you don't know what to do with it. That's why it's a travesty for most women, especially black women. And it's not our fault, especially black woman. It's not your fault, because you weren't taught how to use your sexuality for good. You just taught how to use your sexuality for bad. The sex power should, you know, procreation is the last thing you should do with your sexual energy, to have an orgasm, because you should be using it to build an organization. But we already did that. That's another study for another time. In fact, we already did that study. So, Brother Will, what are you saying, brother? Now, I talked about black oppression and white privilege. Both of those dogs are great, but neither one of them hunt a global scale. In order to be globally affected, you need to have God privilege. Black oppression or black power, there's a lot of Negroes out here still talking about black power. Black power is dead. White privilege, out the window. God privilege, 2019, the God kind. The God man is taking the scene. I'm a God man. The men of God is taking over the plane. We're taking over the world. And I want you to join us. It is time, my brothers, it is time, my sister, for you to establish an emotional state that cannot be affected by anything outside of the brain. Let me say that again. Now remember, an entrepreneur, we are a feelingpreneur. As feelers, what we are able to do, we're able to take our design, we're able to put it inside of a product, a service, or information. Our design is our deer canoe. Now we're able to launch, we're able to monetize, and we're able to run our business as a business and not a hobby. So a feelingpreneur is an individual who runs his own or masters his own space. That's called dominion. So I just did that series, and I preached that message also on Sunday morning. And it was great, because after the message I preached, my wife's father had a lot of problems with, not problems, but a lot of questions. And it was awesome, because he didn't wait till after the service. He asked me those questions. He's like, well, brother, you said this and you said that. You know what that was? That was aletheia. What is aletheia? That's the Greek word for the English word. The Bible says if you don't have that, you cannot enter the kingdom. Aletheia is consideration. Man, I was almost in tears, because he was the man, the pastor of a church. You know how hard it is to be a leader of an organization and then have somebody else come into your organization and may say some things that on the surface could be perceived as different. And to be man enough to ask questions, because it puts yourself in a position perceivably as someone who may not know. And if you are the leader of an organization, you know what a great leader does? He surrounds himself with men that are smarter than him. A great leader is not afraid. So the pastor showed himself to me to be a great leader. Because I said during that message, I don't follow no man that don't know where the hell he's going. Because I know where I'm going. I don't hang out with men who don't have purpose. And so a feelingpreneur understands he's establishing a feeling, because he knows that there's no such thing as things. There's only things that manifest or appears or controls mass or matter, so that way it appears solid, but it's not really solid. Everything on this earth that appears solid is made up of pixel dust. It's made up of images. Do you know what the word pixel? It comes from the word pick and the word L. Do you know the word L? I'm not speaking into the mic. I got getting ready. I'm trying to get used to my new toy. You know the word L means God. The word pix means box, a pixel. So when you see a picture, do you know that motion pictures? When you see a picture, this is why I love photography. This is why I love pictures. This is why I like movies, because the word movie means move me, man. That's a feelingpreneur. A feelingpreneur knows how to move people. Move me, man. Move me. Show me a movie. You should move me to an additional state. It's the ability to move somebody to a different realm. So the word pixels, and if you look it up, the Bible says you should have a graven image. Look at that word image in the Greek. Look it up in Hebrew. You're going to see the same thing. It means a phos, a photon. It means a package of light. Do you know that the word P-I-X means box? Do you know that the word L means God? So there is a box of God. So pictures are boxes that contains the attributes and characteristics of God. So when you look at an image, the next time you see a picture, you're seeing a spark that was put inside of a box. You're looking at God. Now, I don't know if you understand. I get a little excited, brothers. I get real excited because I understand the physics and the biology of you. You don't. You do not know that you're an individual expression of God. You don't. Black man. If you, Jay Money, if you wrap your brain around this, man, there's no way on God's green earth, if you knew that you are an individual expression of God, that you would ever, ever feel anything that's not real. What's real? Love. That's adultery. See, the positive side of adultery is that your brain is immersed inside of spirituality. So spirituality is the fruit. See, adultery is this energy that is dissipated on the self. That's all adultery is. Adultery is an expression. Now, we could get into the physical act, the sexual act. That's great. But remember, sex is mental arousal. So adultery is your brain is mentally aroused, but it's not put into purpose. That's adultery. Adultery is, so you get all worked up. You get an idea. You want to go do something, and then you go watch TV. That's adultery. Why? You did not expose, and expand yourself in an emotional state that establishes love, affection, fondness, warmness, or something that is beneficial to yourself and mankind. Instead of what you did is you held that energy in, or you dissipated that energy into something that is not producing an organization. Now, there's nothing wrong with the physical act of adultery, but the reason why the Bible says that that is a sin that is, again, manifest in the body, it because when you watch or engage, it releases a powerful concoction, if you want to use that word, that creates a problem inside of the body, because it rewires the brain to establish what is called, what we call a appetite. So oxytocin is good, but oxytocin and vasopressin together, that's a dangerous concoction. Why? It establishes an addiction. And those addictions are DNA imprints. So that's why you get people that are hooked on porn. That's why you get people that are hooked on alcohol. Because it produces a chemical. So the brain gets wired. There's what they call opiate receptors in the brain. Do you know that watching porn or the sexual experience is 4 times stronger than morphine, the drug? So when you watch porn, the brain lights up like a Christmas tree. You just see it underneath a EKG machine, your brain, when you watch porn. Or your brain when you're in love. That's why I say I only do toe-curling experiences. Now, this is adultery in reverse. So the most powerful thing on earth is adultery, negatively, because it produces those two hormones together. That's called adrenochrome. That's what they need to live. That's the oxygen for lizards, for the dracos. They live off of this stuff. Now, the negative expression, it goes further than just oxytocin and vasopressin. It's also cortisone and adrenaline. That is produced during the orgasm. So those two chemicals produces something that is called adrenochrome. A-D-R-E-N-C-H-R-O-M-E. Adrenochrome. Adrenaline and chrome together. Now that is like that's specifically needed for nitrogen breathers, not oxygen. See, we breathe oxygen. There are some, we'll just use the word entities, like in the movie Bird Box, they don't breathe oxygen. They breathe nitrogen. And they need you to provide it for them. That's why they like drama. Because drama and trauma produces chemicals inside of the body that activates these entities. So your brain lights up like a Christmas tree. So this is the highest chemical reward for the brain. It trumps dopamine. Oxytocin and vasopressin trumps dopamine. Now, when I go to the gym, the reason I exercise 3 times a day sometimes is because dopamine. So that's my drug. But this trumps dopamine. That's why porn is so dangerous. That's why alcohol is so dangerous. That's why crystal meth is so dangerous. Because what it does, a part of the brain that is responsible for conviction or convicting you of wrongdoing. See, there's a little voice inside of your head that can be erased. That's what the Bible talks about, that you'll be turned over to a reprobate mind. Why? There is a cycle. There is a destructive cycle of chemicals that releases the deep mental bond that you have with your God, with yourself, and with your design. So you become desensitized to the conviction, the conscious, so to speak, over time. Now, what does this mean? Well, when you damage what they call the pleasure centers inside of the body, you can't be a feelingpreneur. Why? You don't have no feelings. Your feelings are gone. So your brain transports and transforms. That's what the Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when we talk about pornography, we talk about sex. Sexual sin becomes our God, so to speak, from the perspective of where our brain is immersed in the feeling that is produced when we are engaged in a sexual act. Now, I recommend you do what I do. So there's nothing wrong with the sexual act or the sexual energy. But what if you could take the sexual act and the sexual energy and produce a feeling inside of the self that is allowed to make other people feel joy? So what do you mean, Brother Will? Well, you guys remember I told you, see, I'm very conscious of what everybody else is unconscious. So when I go to the gym, I'm conscious of everybody's energy that's in the gym. I can pick it up because I'm an empath, number one. And then number two, I got 50 years of experience doing this. So I can take somebody's energy, because when you look at something, you empower something. That's how Hollywood movie stars stay afloat. A movie star has to be observed. Why? According to physics, the observer determines what is observed. No observers, you don't exist. What happens if you was the only person on Earth? Would you exist? No. Why? Who would know that you exist? There is nobody to record. That's why you are a recording device. You're just a computer that downloads information for a record. What happens if I wipe your memory? Do you exist? Do you exist without your memory? Do you exist without your memories? Who are you, brother? Who are you? You are sum total of your memories or your experiences. No memories, you do not exist. The observer determines. So movie stars only exist because we watch them. Stop watching them. What happens when a movie star get old? All of a sudden he drifts into never land and people stop watching him. Why are the Kardashians so popular? Everybody gives them their attention. What happens if everybody took their attention away from the Kardashians? I can remember when Michael Jordan was the king of basketball. Now it's LeBron James. What happened to Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan doesn't exist. He still does, but Michael Jordan doesn't get the attention that LeBron James did because what? Purpose. See, the Bible says that your purpose will take you before kings. That's why purpose is more important than person. That's why your position, if you don't know your position, you may be a great person, but if you don't have no position, you ain't got no power. So the word Christ means position. So if you don't know that you are a Christ, I'm not saying that you are the Christ, I'm saying that you are a Christ. If you do not know, you cannot believe this, if you do not have an emotional state of feeling like the Christ, your dogs don't hunt. So the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is building and establishing men and women of God based upon under open understanding, sex, senses, there's 12, not 5 or 6, 12. You need all 12 of your senses. So that way you can establish your spirit. Your sex energy activates your spiritual energy. That's why the Kundalini rises from the sacrum and it comes up 33 bones and it meets the sacrum in your cranial nerve, and then it animates the 12 cranial nerves inside of the brain, and it connects or activates the pineal gland so that way you can see. You become a seer. That's feeling. So feelings that comes from thoughts that are repeated, the same thought must be repeated over and over again to activate a feeling. And the feeling is going to bring about an action. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you got to become a feelingpreneur. Thinking is good. Action is great. But feelings trump everything. Because a feeling is an emotional state. So, see, your feelings is the only thing that matters. I ask people all the time, how do you feel? Because I saw how my actions was making other people feel. And I realized that, damn, you know, I'm making people feel bad. So I had to change the way I was making people feel. My whole purpose in life is to make people feel love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Why? Against such things, there is no law. Turn it around, there is no wall. So I'm tearing down the wall that is between me and you. How do I remove the wall that is between me and you? Make you feel love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Why? That removes the W-A-L, which we call L-A-W. How do you do this? How do you become the wealth? You know, the wealthiest men on earth, they don't have products. They take a product that produces a feeling. People buy feelings. They don't buy products. Now, they don't know this. This is the psychological effect, or this is the understanding, the etymology of advertising. People don't know. Do you know why you buy what you buy? You think you buy because you like it? Let me say that again. You think you buy what you buy because you like it? No, you buy because of something called advertising. You may not pick it up, but the advertisers know. You know the word, you know what, you know, advertising, it means calling attention to one's product. It's an announcement. It's like what the Bible calls a herald or a preacher. So a preacher is somebody who is announcing. It is a public communication in order to induce. Oh, where did I hear that before? Oh, I know. Pistis and Paito, which means faith. Which means what? To induce one by words. So let me get this right, brother. So you mean to tell me advertising is designed to induce me to do something? Absolutely. That's why you do everything that you do. Everything that we do is from the Latin word advertere, advertere, which means advert. It means to like divert you. God got a plan, but I need you to divert you from God's plan to my plan. I got to do that how? By words and pixels are pictures. So to advertise, I am trying to get you to take notice. Do you know what advertise means? To add a verse. Add means toward, verse or verses means to turn. So it's like a verse of scripture. So I want to add a verse to the Bible. Advertising means I'm going to add a verse. Adverse, adverse. Advertising is adversity. It means advert, A-D-V-E-R-T. It means to give attention so that way I can get you to change course. So everything that we do is the result of advertising. That's why the people that do advertising, they understand the power of advertising. That's why I don't really do no advertising. I just promote feelings. So every day I wake up, my goal is to, how can I make you feel love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control? Why? Because that is what you draw into your life. You bring about what you feel about, not what you think about. Because thoughts alone, they're okay. But a thought that is added with emotion, bam, you bring that about. Emotion amplifies the thought. The thought takes place in the head. It drops down to the heart. And the heart adds something to it to amplify it. That's a feeling. So your job is to do that for yourself. See, right now, somebody can why come I don't buy Air Jordans? So if I see a commercial for Air Jordans, you think I'm gonna go out and buy it? So I don't know what men. I know like with women, you know, like let's say a Coach purse or Dooney and Burke, or you know a certain this or a certain that. How did you know to go buy that Coach? You know the word feeling comes from the word feel. The word feel comes from the word perceive. The word perceive comes from the word consciousness. The word consciousness comes from the word awareness. Do you know that consciousness is the only thing that exists? So feelings is consciousness. You know what feeling means? To find one's way. The word feeling that comes from the word feel. The word feel actually means emotion. It means what one feels. It means to perceive. It's the power to perceive through senses, feeling, feel. So you need to be a feelingpreneur. Why? That's power to sense. It's called discernment. So it's a sensation of overstanding. So feeling is a sensation of under, over, and understanding. That's what you should be doing every day. Every day you wake up, you should set that as your intention, that today I'm going to establish my own feelings, number one. Number two, I'm not going to let other people establish my feelings. I'm going to influence other people's feelings. That should be your intent. There should be nobody on the earth that more powerful than you. See, that's especially within the African-American community, because, again, we got learned helplessness. See, black people have learned to succumb, to give away our feelings. So a black man feels something when he's around a white man. A black man feels something when a cop gets behind him. Now, all people do, but black people, we feel it more. Now, y'all know what happens when a cop gets in behind you. You put, you know, you put your seatbelt on, stand up straight, you get real nervous, you slow down. What do you feel when a white cop gets behind you and it's late at night and you're on a dark road? What happens? Women, what do you feel when a guy is gawking at you? You're in the gym, you got on some, you know, you're just working out, but, you know, you got some on kind of tight, kind of revealing, and, you know, guys are looking at you. How do you feel? What happens, women, when you dressed up and you're going out with your man, and there's another man that ain't your man looking at you? How do you feel? Women, how do you feel when you go to church and, you know, you're sitting on the front row and the Reverend Dr. Bishop is looking at you, and he ain't looking at you because he want to lay holy hands on you? How do you feel? See, how you feel is the problem. It's not what they do, but how do you feel about what they do? If you cannot convert bad feelings, you're in trouble. Because what is advertised, what is sent to you, what happens to you outside of you, you can control before it comes inside. Your job is to convert. You are a feeling converter. That's what I do. So I convert feelings. I take what the devil meant for evil and I use it for good. So if I sense or if I feel a woman is attracted to me, I take that energy and I use it to work out. I take that energy and I use it to write a book. I take that energy and I use it to produce something positive. I don't feel bad. If I do something bad, and this is key, I don't feel bad. But I wrote a whole book that explains why you should not feel bad if you do bad. Now, what does that mean in English? Because remember, feelings is the ability to perceive. Feelings is an emotional state. That word state is a dangerous word, because that is the condition of the person that establishes your condition. So if you feel bad, the condition of a person, that is the structure, that is the constitution, the word state, that's the status, that is your position in life. So if you have more feelings of bad, your status, your position, your body must take on that state. The word emotional state, that's the style of living. So do you want a style of living that is bad? That's why nothing makes me feel bad. Why? I am not trying to establish an estate. That is the status or the condition. So the word state means status, T-U-S. What is your status? That is your position in life. So you mean to tell me, if you feel, you go to the bank, you got no money, how do you feel? Me, I feel great. Because I know I have the ability to create money. So I never feel nothing. If I go to my J Money, if I look at my PayPal account and it's negative, I don't feel shiznits. You know what I do, J Money? I start doing shows, bro. I start advertising. Why? I'm going to induce somebody to buy. I take what the enemy meant for evil. See, they trying to advertise to me to take my money. I'm going to advertise to them to give them purpose. And in exchange for my purpose, because I'm providing more in use value than I'm receiving in monetary value. See, my intention is to provide more in use value than I receive in monetary value. If that is your intent, if you woke up this morning with the intention to help more people than harm them, even if you harm somebody, you're helping them. Why? God takes what the devil meant for evil, and he turns it around and uses it for good. There's somebody listening to this show, they're going to get pissed off. Then there's somebody else that listens to this show, they're going to feel inspired, motivated, and encouraged. I cannot control how people feel. Like yesterday, the guy felt that what I was telling the other guy, this new brother named Anthony, I had never seen before, met. I was giving him some advice to make the brother feel powerful, to have dominion. Well, somebody else came on and said that, no, dude, you're a helpless poor critter. You're a black man living in America. You deserve. You're a victim, brother. Thankfully, Brother Anthony was smarter than that. He didn't fall for it. He did not allow the advertising to establish his status, his condition. I ain't broke, homie. I ain't destitute. I'm not evil. I'm not bankrupt. There's some people who may feel or may think that that's their, everybody's entitled to their feelings, their opinion. They say opinions are like booty holes. Everybody got one. You got your own. I got mine. Thank you very much. So yours does not affect mine. That's a feelingpreneur. A feelingpreneur establishes his own freaking feelings. He don't let nothing and no one outside of him affect what's going on inside of him. And brothers and sisters, until you get to that point in your life where shizness outside of you doesn't affect what's going on inside of you, why? You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You are a joint heir. You've been set aside. You've been sanctified. You have been purified. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. All who rise up against you shall fall. And you walk around feeling like you're a poor critter. The devil is a liar. So I don't give a damn what you do in your body. The Bible says, with my body, I serve the devil. With my mind, I serve God. And so there's a lot of people who make you feel. Now, you can listen to all these preachers out here if you want to. You're going to feel. Nobody makes me feel nothing but joy, because I determine my own freaking happiness. I don't put the keys to my happiness in nobody else's pocket. I don't recommend you do that either, brother. See, with my mind, what do you do with your mind? I can only tell you what I do with my mind. See, with my mind, I serve. The big G, not the little one. But with my body, now remember, I'm not making this up. It's in Romans chapter 7, verse 25. I have a whole book that says, I am too human. This changed the game for me. Why? I stopped producing serotonin, producing oxytocin and vasopressin at the same time. Now I only produce oxytocin. Why? Did you read Dr. Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Beliefs? It's called Epigenetics, meaning your hormones establishes harmony by releasing secretions or secrets in the body. So every disease is a result of a feeling. So if you feel bad, the beginning of all disease, brothers, the beginning of all poverty, sisters, the beginning of everything that is not of God is the result of separation from your own self, from your own God, and from your own love. Separation, this is called self-mutilization and self-hatred. It's crazy. That is the number one problem in the black community, self-hate. Do you know what high cholesterol is? The spiritual cause of it? Anger, self-anger. Do you know that the only incurable disease on earth? Self-hatred and self-anger. All disease comes from that. All disease. I got a 600-page book that breaks down every disease and its emotion that causes it. Every disease on earth is caused by a negative emotion stored in the body. Let me say that again. Feelings, my brothers, feelings, my sisters, emotions are feelings. That's why I do not do bad feelings. Now, bad things happen. If you got a death in the family, like for me now with my level of overstanding, like I say, that they just crossing over. So now when I go, everybody else is crying and stuff. I don't cry at funerals no more. I haven't cried. Well, I never cried for that matter. My mom died. I didn't cry. And I was 13 or 12. That one wasn't by choice. That was by arrested development. So that cuts off my emotions. So I've had difficulty connecting emotionally. Thank God. So I didn't have no feelings until God knew I was in a place where I could know how to use them. Because the devil was trying. Do you know what would have happened to me as an empath if I felt, if God did not allow my brain to fracture and departmentalize when I was a kid, protect me from the emotions that I was feeling in my environment? I'd probably be in a padded cell right now. Thankfully, that's what I'm saying, man. Like in the movie Black Box and the movie Split, your most pressing mental problem is your most important spiritual gift. Whatever mental problem you got, God gave that to you to protect you. Now I thank God for my bipolar disorder. I thank God for my arrested development disorder. I thank God for my ADD, HDD, EDD, whatever you want to call it. I thank God for my mental disposition because it allows me to be effective inside of my purpose. That's how I became a feelingpreneur, able now to take what the devil meant for evil and for what everybody walking around telling me that, oh, brother, you should feel bad, brother, because you did this or you did that. That's why when I worked in the Supermax and when I worked in the prison, I never had no problems with none of the inmates. None. Never. Whole time I was a cop, never had no problems with no bad guys. And I was in the heart of a lot of drug stuff. Had no problem with them dudes. Why? I didn't look up, I didn't look down. You respect me, I respect you. You try to hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. It was mutual. I understood Romans 7. Let me close with this. Romans 7, 24, let's read 23. Romans chapter 7, verse 23. But I see another work, I see another law. Let me phrase that. Romans 7, 23. I see another law. Notice what it says. I could stop there in Romans 23, Because Romans 22 says, for in my inner being I delight in God's law. Romans 7:22. I got to read that one. So let me make sure you understand. In my inner being, I delight in God's law. In my inner being. So it's extremely important, brothers and sisters, that we over and understand, because there is another law at work in the body. And if you do not know that, you're going to blame yourself. Who says, and I'm not making this up, you can read it for yourself. But this is a principle I have discovered. If you have not discovered this principle, it is a universal, see, I only do universal spiritual laws, homie. I don't do lower level law. If you do not know this principle, you're going to feel bad when you do bad. And once you feel bad by doing bad, the devil got you. The devil got you because he wants you to feel. Because he knows you bring about what you feel. Don't believe me? Ask Job. Job said, the thing that I fear, fear is a feeling, has come upon me. See, everything that's happening in your life right now, that's because you bring about what you fear, because fear is more powerful than faith on this dimension, until you understand pistis and pytho, how to induce your faith by using more of God's words. So in Romans 7:22, what it is saying is the most important thing on earth to me. For this is the principle I have discovered. See, I've discovered it. Have you? Have you discovered it? This is the principle. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. I've discovered that principle. Have you? If you have not discovered it, hang around. Because Romans 7:22 says, for in my inner being, I delight in God's law. Do you know what that word means? That means inside of my spirit. The word inner being means inside of my spirit. Then it says, I delight in God's law. But verse 23 says, but I see another law. Another law. Now see, my inner being is in God's law. But in my body, there's another law. There's another wall. Which law are you responsible for? Somebody's going to tell you you're responsible for your body. And I'm going to tell you you're responsible for your inner man. Why? God looks on the heart. Man looks on the body. I love God's law with all my heart. That's what Romans 7:22 is saying. So if you love God's law, that's God's wall, you're good. Why? Because of Romans 7:23. Now, again, this is extremely important. Romans 7:23 says, but I see another law at work in my body, warring against the law of my mind and holding me captive. Do you know that word captive in the Greek means? Holding me captive? It means to subdue or to ensnare. Now, remember, the last of the five keys that give you dominion is the word subdue. That comes from Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And I broke that down, and you know, we don't have time to go over that again. But that was established in the series that I did with the five keys to establishing kingdom dominion, which you have. The last one was subdued. So the enemy is trying to take one of your keys so that way you can be effective in the kingdom. So there is a law in my body that's warring against the law in my mind, and it's holding me captive to the law of sin that dwells in me. Notice you got two wolves in the same body. One's good, one's bad. Which one's going to win? Well, the one you feed. And then it says in verse 24, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Notice it said nothing about the mind, the body. So the body comes from dirt, meaning the body's dead. Now the body's a great principle, but there's something that's greater than the body. That's the thing that animates the body. So it's the ability to understand that the body is animated. And verse 25 tells me that. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with my mind, I serve the law of God, but with my flesh, I serve the law of sin. Now, Romans 7:25 that I just read, that's like a 7 to 12 hour series. That's the reason why black men are still oppressed or black men feel inferior to white men, like I did for 50 years. And then I understood and I wrote a book, I Am Too Human, to let me know I'm not human, because the word human is not in the Bible. I'm not a human. I'm a spirit. I'm hanging out in the soul so I can drive a body. But the devil wants me to think that what I do in my body is who I am in my spirit. And that's how he got everybody. He got you to believe that what you do in your body and what you do in your head is the same thing. No, brother, what I do in my head, me and God, we hanging out. What I do in my body has appetites. Sometimes I control them. Sometimes they control me. How do I feel? I only feel full of love and full of joy. Why? Why do I feel full of joy? Because the Bible tells me to be full of joy. So, brothers and sisters, you are a feelingpreneur. That simply means you should control your own feelings, nobody else. If somebody outside of you have power to control the feelings that are going on inside of you, take your power back. How? Disconnect. Do not allow them to have more power over you than you have over yourself. Whether it's a grape, alcohol, whether it's a plant, tobacco, or whether it's a person, love. There's nothing wrong with engaging in none of those things. Just make sure you engage with your Father and with yourself and with your purpose more than anything else. Your feelings should come from those three things: your Father, yourself, and your purpose. That's where I get my feelings from. I do not get my feelings from my bank account. I get my feelings, from my Father. I get my feelings from my relationship with my Father, and I get my feelings from the purpose that my Father has given me by which to create. And that establishes my wealth, my health, my wisdom, and my relationships. And I recommend highly that you do the same thing, so that way you can become a feelingpreneur instead of an entrepreneur. So brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, this is the part one, continue to you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, and make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools.